News Radio 106.7, Rob Stadler, Cheryl White. This week's shootings of black men by white police officers in Louisiana and Minnesota have returned the spotlight on a simmering national problem, the dying trust of law enforcement by African Americans. And now we have the chilling attack on police officers in Dallas, Texas.
Dr. Cedric Alexander is Deputy Chief Operating Officer for DeKalb County Police Department. He was in Ferguson, Missouri, you may recall, after the Michael Brown shooting in 2014.
Dr. Alexander, how do we get to this point?
Well, you know, a lot of great work has been done over the last couple of years, and unfortunately, the last two events that occurred over the there in Louisiana and in Minnesota, in many ways, we all feel some way of there being a little setback. But I think it's important to remember, as those investigations are conducted, and the fact that the graphic videos that we all witnessed and saw was very touching to all of us in this country. And we still got a lot of work to do. But what we cannot afford to do at this very moment is for police and community to separate from each other. We just cannot do it. In terms of the shooting in Dallas, one thing we have to be very careful of is until we know more information, that shooting last night where those officers lost their lives, let's not tie that to that protest. We don't have the evidence to suggest that now. It may be relevant. It may not be. But until we know more about what was the motivation in regards to that, it's important that we be there to help support that community in Dallas, and also make sure that we support our own communities and our police right here in Georgia, in Metro Atlanta.
Dr. Alexander, there are a lot of communities where there is an adversarial relationship between police and the citizens. But in Dallas, it seems they had been working very hard to establish a better relationship between the two.
You know, Dallas is like many communities across this country, DeKalb and others. We all work very, very hard every day to keep those open lines of communication, to be transparent. We attend meetings together. We have activities together. We have summer programs for kids. We all work very hard at that. But you can have an event in which that can happen that create a great deal of pause and concern for people in the community. The optics of it looks horrible, such as what we saw in Minnesota. And that itself can create a suspicion, particularly based on the history that we're still struggling through. So it becomes very important as we go through this very challenging time right now where we are in this country, is that police and community even more so become more transparent, and that we make sure we stay connected with each other in spite of all the negativity that we're seeing across the country.
And, you know, those of us in the newsroom were talking yesterday. We were just worried that some sort of powder keg was going to go off. We weren't really expecting this. But what was your reaction of something coming so fast and so big?
Well, you know, I mean, certainly we live in a very different time today. And what happened last night in Dallas is very touching, very hurtful for all of us that are Americans. That's a great American city. And to see those officers who lost their lives, who were there to help those who were exercising their First Amendment right be able to do so peacefully and safely. In doing so, five Dallas police officers were killed. Six of them were severely injured. And we must make sure we keep them in our hearts and in our prayers. But we're going to move through this. We got to fight through this. We cannot stand down and stand back and say we're not going to communicate and support each other. More than ever right now in this history of this country, that is something that we cannot afford to do. We have to stay supportive of each other.
Dr. Alexander, what do we do now? I know you say we need to support each other, but what action can we take?
Make sure we communicate. Police departments, I'm encouraging my folks in DeKalb Police, continue to meet with your community groups. Allow people to share their feelings and thoughts about what's going on. Talk to your officers, who I'm quite sure have grave concerns about what they saw last night. So we have to communicate, we have to talk, we have to be open, we have to be transparent. And this is not a time for us to cut each other off. We got to make sure we keep those lines of communication open and work towards those perceived differences that we sometimes see that we have.
Dr. Cedric Alexander, Deputy Chief Operating Officer, DeKalb County Police Department. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us this morning.